T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cocktails are having a moment, or more like a revival. Tim Wiggins, a former Sauce Magazine Bartender of the Year and wine enthusiast 40 under 40, has started his own consulting firm called Bangers Only to help other bars and restaurants develop and perfect their cocktail menus.
If you're a restaurant, there's no longer the bar you go to for cocktails and then the place you go to for food. If you're a restaurant and you don't have a quality cocktail program, you know, you're missing out.
And winging it is not an option.
If someone comes in and has one cocktail and they don't like it, that's how they're judging your entire program.
Wiggins is the co-owner of On Point Hospitality Group, which includes Retreat Gastropub, Yellow Belly, and Lazy Tiger. And he seems fairly young to have accomplished all of this, and he wouldn't disagree, but also he never intended to be a bartender or mixologist. He was going to college for advertising and marketing, but when his student loans fell through, he escaped to New Zealand for a few months to figure out life and realized,
I don't want to be a student in an office every day. I love creativity. I love people. I love creating things that make people happy. How do I do that? And so my initial thought was, well, I really like coffee at the time. You know, I'm 20. I wasn't really drinking alcohol.
So a coffee bar, he thought. He ended up getting a job at the new Bailey's Range and worked behind the bar, then managed the new small batch on Locust, where he got to experiment with cocktails. Then his former manager from Range asked if he'd want to go in with him on their own place, which became Retreat Gastropub.
And I was like, I don't have any money, but I'll work a lot of hours and I'm passionate about it. And so we opened Retreat with just a lot of ambition and ideas. And so that was my kind of first stab at setting up a bar from scratch, making it happen. And you know, hindsight, I had no idea what I was doing, but I was reading books night and day, and you know, I had enough knowledge to, you know, get started in the right path. And so I really became obsessed with this idea, you know, this cocktail revival that happened in New York, that was the Lower East Side. All these cocktail bars popped up. There was all this culture that was surrounding like quality made craft cocktails. My honeymoon was spent going to 15 of those cocktail bars, which my wife played along with.
One of the key things with cocktails, especially like this, is to shake them very, very hard. The frothiness and the texture of the cocktail, very, very important.
Well, as we like to say in my house, it's noon somewhere,
yeah,
right?
It
so
is, yes,
should I try this?
Feel free, yes, absolutely.
Ooh, that is very good.
A little bit of spice, a little bit of sweet. Yeah, the way everything's set up is everything is batched into cocktails that are just combination of different liqueurs and spirits. And so basically, you're taking a cocktail that has 8 different components, combining 6 of those into one bottle, so when you make the cocktail, you only touch 3 bottles instead of having to make it with everything. So that's what I spend my Monday doing, is batching out all 15 cocktails that we have and putting them into their specific bottles.
So if you have 5 different bartenders making the same drink, and
yes,
they're all doing each ingredient, you're going to have a bunch of different drinks.
Likely, yeah. But I think that the goal, because that's the other goal here, is the person who's been bartending one day that comes back here and is training, the cocktail they make for someone is going to be how that person judges this whole place, and it has to be exactly the same. And there is no creative license to garnish it differently, to put in a different glass, to use a little bit more ice, to do a little bit more of this. And it's where this batching comes in handy, is, you know, how do you make things faster and more consistent? You know, consistency is kind of the number one thing we're focusing on.
Do people ever seem disappointed? They think it's going to be this whole, like, process of,
yeah,
10 different ingredients, and then you're just pouring it out of a bottle?
I find that when they order a cocktail and get it in a minute and it looks perfect, That's all they care about. But that's a great question. I think a lot of the apprehension was, are you removing the magic? You know, do people want to wait 20 minutes for a cocktail and see someone in a vest just doing this forever and ever and ever? And the answer is no.
What do you think is the price point at which people won't buy a cocktail? Mm. 10 to 15 bucks yeah. is kind of like, yeah. I think, the range for a good cocktail these yeah. days?
I'm constantly complaining to my wife that cocktails are way too expensive. I think that, I think that there are smart ways to make money with cocktails. And it used to be that $12 in St. Louis, nice cocktails at $12 was the top end that much. And now you see $15 vodka gimlets and $15 Cosmos, and you're like, but why?
Yeah.
You know,
especially a gimlet. That's like a two-ingredient drink, right?
Yeah.
Wiggins says restaurants often mark up their cocktails to make up for high costs elsewhere, but he says that's risky. If you buy a $15 vodka tonic...
I'm now ultra-critical of everything around me. I've just paid premium for something that tastes fine. Maybe my steak is a little tough. You know, maybe this fork has a little smudge on it. You know, and I think that you create reasons for people to be hypercritical. And I think that that's where value is key. If you feeling like this cocktail was $12 and it is way better than that $15 one. And you know what? My fish tastes great today. You know, I think that there's little ways to make people feel like, okay, I love this experience.
Wiggins says Yellow Belly is busier than ever. And despite a COVID delay, their Lazy Tiger is also doing well. So he's now focusing on bangers only.
The consulting firm is offering people, is saying, hey, look, here's 10 years of trial and error on what does and doesn't work with bangers only. I'm saying, hey, here's kind of the secret sauce of what's going to help make things at the very least a starting point. You know, a lot of people are like, I have this idea for this cocktail. I wanted to have these things. Where you start and the proportions you start with are kind of the hardest thing. What I have invented in a way is, hey, here are some templates and some ways to think about cocktails and how to create them and make them unique, but streamline the process.
He just completed the new cocktail menu for Le Méridien Clayton Hotel's Glass in the Garden. And while the term mixologist gets thrown around a lot, Wiggins says he hires bartenders.
A lot of times, some of the best mixologists are the slowest at making cocktails, are a little bit weird to talk to, are kind of fumbly, you know? And like, so you need a mixologist and a lot of bartenders.
That is Tim Wiggins with Retreat, Lazy Tiger, Yellow Belly, and Bangers Only. I'm Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.